If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody, giving you guys this recruiting-only edition of Talk of Champions. Ben Garrett and I will be back on Thursday for another chat on Talk of Champions. Thanks for listening. Everyone out there, we appreciate our friends at Riverland Roofing for powering everything that we do here on Talk of Champions, and at the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, affiliate of On3. You could sign up for just a dollar for your first week. Pretty good deal. A lot of people have jumped on that, so make sure you do that. Give Riverland Roofing a call, 662-644-4297. Billy Landis and the crew doing a lot for Ole Miss in the NIL space. And this is a good time of year to be talking about the NIL space, because Ole Miss is gearing up for what they hope to be a fruitful run in the transfer portal for both basketball, and then in a couple weeks, football's transfer portal window opens up. And look, it takes NIL to sign top-notch quarterbacks, and the Rebels will have one on campus starting Thursday. He'll arrive Wednesday night, but that is five-star quarterback Ryder Lyons out of California. He'll return to Oxford for his first visit in a minute to check out Lane Kiffin's program. One of the top quarterbacks in the entire country is one to keep an eye on for the class of 2027, as Ole Miss will hope that they can win out this time, and then he'll take his LDS mission and arrive as a 2027 quarterback. But Ryder Lyons will spend a couple days in Oxford with his family. It's his first trip since, I believe, Juice Fest last summer. So good opportunity for Ole Miss to get him back around the program. Obviously, somebody that the Rebels have long been linked to here out of Folsom, California. One of his teammates, Jamison Powell, is already committed to Ole Miss in the class of 2026. So that's a selling piece for Ryder if he does in fact choose to go to Ole Miss. But look, this is a battle that spans, really started to get to coast to coast now. USC hosted him earlier this week for an unofficial visit, or I guess maybe last weekend. And then BYU also hosted him. Oregon's had him on campus. And then Ole Miss, Michigan, and Ohio State are going to get a visit from him this spring. And he's a phenomenal athlete, and you can see why, you know, there's a national championship winning programs in Michigan and Ohio State after him. And I think physically he just checks all the boxes that you want. He has a little bit of a basketball background, so he can really move laterally and show that athleticism there, which if you've kind of gone back through some of the top quarterbacks that end up going to the NFL, that basketball background, it actually comes in you know, a good bit of handiness as they go through their college careers and into the NFL. But, you know, right now I would say this is one where Ole Miss is hoping to make a huge splash and then get an official visit secured this summer. He has a few lined up right now, but the Rebels are not one with an official visit locked in. Most of the West Coast schools have that, you know, at least as of right now. Expecting him on campus for an official visit. I believe USC, Oregon, BYU are among those that have the official visits locked in. So this is a big opportunity for Lane Kiffin and his staff, Charlie Weiss Jr., to really make an impact with Rider Lions. So he'll be on campus starting Thursday to catch spring ball, which is a huge storyline to keep an eye on it in recruiting. So make sure you keep it locked on Ole Miss Spirit, OhmSpirit.com for more on that. But yeah, Rider Lions getting back to town is huge. He'll arrive Wednesday night with his family and then get to take in practice, spend a couple days, and then head back home before he hits the road for more trips this spring. So when it comes to Rider Lions, I mean, this is the type of, you know, program defining recruit that you kind of want to see that your program's in the mix with and going after. And Lane Kiffin and his staff have been shooting high with this one for a long, long time. And we'll see how it plays out. But right now, Ole Miss just trying to get into an official visit. And this visit this coming next couple days will be huge for Ole Miss. So, again, keep an eye on the Ole Miss Spirit for more as Rider Lions makes his way to Oxford for another visit. So, long trek out from California, but he's been before. So, he's looking forward to it, I'm sure, getting around some familiar faces, some coaches that have come out and seen him in the evaluation period as well in January, and, you know, got to spend some time with Charlie Weiss. I believe Lane Kiffin did in fact see him out there on the West Coast. So good chance now for Ole Miss to make another positive impact. So look, there is a lot going on when it comes to Ole Miss recruiting right now. And we're going to talk about the basketball transfer portal in just a little bit. So stay tuned for the latter half of the episode for more on that. But I do want to touch on a few top prospects that have visited Ole Miss over the last few days. And one of them is somebody that right now I would have Ole Miss as the team to beat. And that is in-state defensive back Radarian Daniels. And when you look at his make physical makeup, it really stands out to me, just his size, his length. And that's what you need in an SEC corner. And that's what Ole Miss likes about him. And so we got a chance to get around practice. He told me that he really liked what Pete Golding was talking about when it comes to the defense and just kind of how he'd fit, and continuing to build up that relationship with him is a really key thing for him as he navigates his recruiting process. Ole Miss is expected to host him for an official visit at some point. And so that'll be a really, really good opportunity for them to close it down, if not before that. You know, he's somebody that I think we'll see him pop back up on campus multiple times this spring and get him around the program and continue to make him feel comfortable. He's got two former teammates in Cam Franklin and Jarkobi Hobson who are already on the roster, and it's always nice when you've got those familiar faces, you know, kind of not necessarily holding your hand, so to speak, but really just spending some time with you and doing all of that when it comes to making a college decision. It's not always the easiest thing to do. And even when you're in state and there are so many people that would think that you would just, you'll completely just, you know, commit to Ole Miss and just lock it in, it's still something where most of the guys now go through the process and they try to figure out, okay, is this really what I want to do and blah, blah, blah. But Radarian Daniels is somebody that I think with the amount of visits he's taken to Ole Miss and will continue to take, keep an eye on him this spring and see maybe if they can get him to shut things down and jump on board and commit. Another defensive prospect that did make his way to campus in the class of 2026, Corey Wells, an in-state defensive lineman who's really blown up over the course of the spring. I think Ole Miss is starting to surge just a little bit here with him. He's somebody who, you know, over the course of his recruitment has kind of seen it blown up over the course of it with programs like Alabama and LSU and Ole Miss and Mississippi State all offering in very short order. But you've seen it kind of maybe level out just a little bit. Auburn's the school to watch right now, but I think Ole Miss has done a really nice job starting to kind of push and make their presence known a little bit more with him, you know, with so many top defensive linemen that are in the state of Mississippi as well as nationally that Ole Miss is after. I mean, you look at the defensive line haul that Randall Joyner is trying to bring in. You know, Deuce Gerald's is dropping his top schools here, I would think, relatively soon, or has an announcement coming on his future with Hayes Fawcett. I know he tagged him last night in a tweet, but you also have, you know, Nolan Wilson. You have some of these other big defensive linemen that are in state and then nationally as well. So there's a lot to keep up with here if you're Randall Joyner with the who's who of who you're going after. And so it took a minute for things to really pick up with Corey Wells, but he told me Ole Miss is in its top two now, and he just felt at home. So this is a prospect to keep an eye on as Ole Miss surges, and their visit earlier, or I should say last weekend, he was on campus Saturday, stood out to him in a big way from what he was telling me. So a prospect that is still very much learning the position, in my opinion, very raw, able to do some really good things athletically, but he is just kind of scratching the surface. And I think with his size, that's really what makes him so intriguing from a recruiting standpoint. And that's why you saw so many programs jump on him. I think the sky is the limit. You give him some time to develop, and he's somebody that in year two or year three in your program is really going to be impacting it positively. So keep an eye on Corey Wells over there as we continue to go through the recruiting process of his, which I think he's going to get closer and closer to locking in more official visits and getting those set as you know, things kind of take off for him. And again, he's kind of got a who's who of programs that have offered him, and you know, we'll see if he kind of wants to end up going out of state. I remember one of the first things he told me was, you know, just kind of how it'd be nice to be close to home, I think is kind of how he put it. So Corey Wells was another one that was on campus. And then, you know, I think it's important to also obviously flip over to the offensive side of the ball, and a couple that caught my eye that came to town the same weekend, same time they were on campus. One four-star tight end, and then another in the three-star range that's emerging a little bit more. But you know, the big name that was on campus at the tight end position was out of the Midwest, JC Anderson, top 10 tight end nationally, on 300 prospect, who has made a visit before to Ole Miss, but hasn't really gotten, you know, really deep into it, I feel like, with the Rebels at this stage. Illinois, UNC, Auburn, and Notre Dame appear to be the ones to beat right now. I'm intrigued to see if we get an official visit locked in from JC Anderson to Ole Miss, and we'll go from there to see, you know, if they can really kind of turn up the heat and kind of wiggle their way in there a little bit more. Because again, he is one of the top tight ends in the country. But I've reached out to him, and sometimes this is, I mean, truthfully, kind of a not a telltale sign, but sometimes when prospects don't respond, it can kind of say a lot as far as their true interest. And right now, again, he hasn't said he has an official visit locked in with Ole Miss, so maybe it makes sense. But JC Anderson was on campus, and want to mention him. One prospect that did tell me he wants to set an official visit, though, is Luke Sorensen, big 6'4", 230-pound tight end out of Servite, California. Miami is making a big push, and we're seeing the Hurricanes really flex their muscle there. He's got official visits locked into UCLA, Florida, Miami, Texas, and Nebraska. This one is going to be really interesting to see, one, where that Ole Miss official visit, you know, gets in there, because he did say he wants to set one. But you have a list of places that you're already going to get to see. And now schools, they still have a limit. Players don't have a limit as far as how many programs they can go and see. But Luke Sorensen said he wants to take an Ole Miss official visit. He's got a really good offer list. He's got the size that you'd like to see in a tight end. And so we'll see where that one goes. But finally, we kind of want to, on the offensive side of things, I do want to highlight the running back position, because I think we're trending to seeing this one for Ole Miss look pretty good. They got a commitment last month now, if you're listening to this on Thursday at least, or on Wednesday at least, or I guess today. Today's April 1st. So anyway, Jermichael Jones committed to Ole Miss last month out of Pike Road, of course, where Quinshon Judkins is from, and a really, I think, physical running back who has good contact balance, committed to the Rebels, kicked things off in the class of 2026 at the running back position. But Ole Miss did have two highly thought of running backs on campus last weekend as well. Carte Mack out of Humble, Texas, Atascocita. I've actually seen him a couple times in person, a kind of quicker, faster running back. Funny enough, for those of you who, of course, listen to this podcast, from the Houston area, Ulysses Bentley. So maybe if Ole Miss gets this one on board, they can use him just a little bit more than Bentley this year. But he's got a laundry list of official visits lined up: Arizona State, Ole Miss, TCU, Texas Tech, Houston, and SMU. So a lot of in-state flavor there for Card-A-Mac. But I will say, it seemed to me that Ole Miss really stuck out to him. He was on campus earlier this year, last year for the Georgia game, really came away impressed with what he saw out of the Rebels. And this is going to be a really interesting, I think, recruitment to follow because, again, you see the in-state flavor. You see a bunch of official visits. Can they find a way to really make a move here against a lot of those in-state, players in this one? But this is, I think, going to be one of the more interesting recruitments that we're following because Ole Miss hosts him early. He's got a bunch of officials after that, but it just doesn't seem like. I mean, he's kept his recruitment fairly quiet, but we really haven't seen him like pop up on other campuses too much. So he told me that Ole Miss really made a move for him and really impressed him. So if you're taking him for his word, keep an eye on Card-A-Mac. And then you get back to the state of Mississippi. And oh, by the way, Demarius Yates was on campus last weekend as well. And he's somebody that Ole Miss is obviously pressing for in a big way. Four-star prospect on 300, top 150 overall prospect, on the verge of being a top 10 running back in the rankings. But, has a top three of Ole Miss, Alabama, Florida State. Can the Rebels keep him in state? That'll be a huge question in this class of 2026. If they do, you're looking at a really talented group with Jamichael Jones, with Demarius Yates. And then if you can kind of land a change of pace back like Card-A-Mac, well, you've just completely revamped the room in one cycle. Now, it's hard to reel in three running backs in one class these days. And I don't see it happening right now. But you never know. It just seems like those are among the players that are really emerging right now. TJ Ward out of Nashville is another one. You've got Jaden Hill to keep an eye on out of Tupelo. A couple other prospects. CJ Givers is one out of the Peach State that stands out as well, and he's going to visit Ole Miss. And then Xavier Crowell, the top 30 prospect, number two running back in the country, who's going to visit in a couple weeks. So lots of different ways that this running back position could go for Kevin Smith, but I think he's laid the groundwork well, both in-state and out-of-state, to make an impact. And Demarius Yates coming back to campus was big this past weekend. You get Card-A-Mac all the way from the Houston area to come in for a visit. That stands out. And you obviously started it off well with a highly touted running back commitment in Jamichael Jones coming into the mix. So that is all good news for Ole Miss on the recruiting front. And we do want to kind of take some time here and also reset some things for you on the basketball transfer portal side of things. So, but before we do that, want to remind you guys that we are presented by our friends at Status Jet, statusjet.com. Make sure you head over there now, see their lineup of planes. Look, not everybody can travel that way. I get it. But if you can and you want to do it for family, for friends, for work and fly clients, reach out to them. There's no membership required. It's not, that expensive down payment on a membership that you have to open up with a line of credit and all of those things. So it's super easy with Status Jet, but they still handle you like you would expect from a small business. A business that takes attention to detail seriously. And when you book and mention Ole Miss Spirit, you can get a discount on a round trip flight. So appreciate Status Jet for their support of Talk of Champions.
This is Cali. With C Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C Spire, customer inspired.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, we jump into the basketball side of things, and this is where this calendar one for basketball is very stupid. And Ben Garrett and I talked about this a little bit to kick off the week, but a dead period starts April 3rd, Thursday. And it's always been this way. It's always been for the Final Four, and they start the dead period, and then they run it until usually a few days after it. And it just kind of allows the coaching industry to kind of chill. All the coaches, well, I take it back. They don't chill. They go to wherever the Final Four is, and they have a good time. They network. They do their thing. But it kind of just gives you a little bit of a reset. Now, that would be the perfect time to open the portal. April 10th is when the dead period ends. Open the portal. Give them to April 20th. And then, you know what? They've got to work out over the next month and a half between exams or whatever, where they're going to go to their next school. And basketball players sometimes don't even arrive until July in some cases at some schools. Okay. They give them kind of, they encourage them to hang around campus in June, but then they really get going in July. And so I just don't understand why basketball can't do it this way. It doesn't make any sense to me, but here we are. So Ole Miss did see another player enter the transfer portal. That's John Bull. He leaves after one season. Former McDonald's All-American. Just look, I mean, in the games that I watched that he did get in, I think he was a long way away from really contributing at a high level. I could see him with the right approach ending up being a really talented player for a program elsewhere. Based on what I've seen, it wouldn't shock me if he had to drop down to start, but you see those guys oozing with talent, and somebody in a high major will probably pick them up. That said, Chris Beard and his staff are not sitting idly on their hands and doing nothing. They do have a few targets that they're after. And so I do want to highlight them for you guys as we get into what is the final 48 hours of players being able to visit programs. One prospect that we did break the news on at the Ole Miss Spirit, you can go read about it there for $1 for your first week. So go check that out. A notable transfer veteran, big man, who is now able to take his visits, and he's been in the portal, and the Rebels are certainly involved there. So keep a close eye on that one, as they'll be the last program to host him before the dead period. But what I can tell you is Corey Chest from LSU is now on campus to check out Ole Miss, and he'll be able to get around and see the campus and be able to build that relationship with the coaching staff. And for those of you who don't know Corey Chest, he was a prospect out of Louisiana originally. He signed with LSU. He redshirted as a freshman, and then emerged this year as a player who really, stepped up for Ole Miss, for LSU, and was able to make some things happen. He made 26 appearances for LSU this year. And look, the Tigers were bad, but he started 19 games, averaged 6.1 points, 6.6 rebounds, and 1.2 blocks per game. Shot 60% from the field. Not bad there. And he does have an incredible ability to chase rebounds and give high effort on the rebounding side of things. I think that's something that Ole Miss obviously would love to see in their program. He's a highly touted guy that could be looking for a fresh start. He is looking for a fresh start. He is fresh off an Alabama visit. Programs like Auburn, Texas A&M, and Georgia have also come calling. So we'll keep an eye on where things go with Texas A&M, of course, as Buzz Williams has now departed for Maryland. But that is one of two players that did hit Ole Miss's campus this week on Tuesday night. So the other two that they've already had on campus are Pop Isaacs, the Creighton point guard, who's a really talented player, and then Carter Welling from Utah Valley. And Ben and I talked about both of those guys a good bit earlier this week on the podcast, but things are, you know, tracking in the right direction for both of those players. We'll see kind of where things go. Pop Isaacs did have hip surgery in December, so that's something that's worth noting. And he's highly sought after. There is a thought that Ole Miss isn't going to let him get away and do all those things. But, you know, we've also seen Ole Miss when it comes to other players. Like, I remember Charles Brantley coming out of Michigan State in the transfer portal earlier this year, you know, back in December. Ole Miss had him on campus for a visit. From what I heard, the medicals didn't come back okay, so they let him go. And I could be wrong, but I thought he wasn't participating in spring ball for Miami. I could be totally misspeaking on that. So sorry if not, but I am 99% sure I saw that on Twitter. So of course it must be true, right? But when you look at what Ole Miss does from a vetting standpoint, they always want to try to do that. So that's just worth noting on Pop Isaacs. But if everything comes back okay, you'll be looking at your, I would say, definitely one of the starters in the backcourt for Ole Miss. So another prospect to keep an eye on, Ben Garrett wrote about him, but Malachi Ewan from Florida State, could be Malik Ewan from Florida State. I actually watched him a couple times this year play for the Seminoles. He played in 10 games as an Ole Miss freshman, and then unfortunately was involved in a fatal automobile accident in January 2023 and went the junior college route and became one of the top JUCO prospects in the country. He then made his way to USF, then didn't play, and then he finished this season at Florida State as the team's second leading scorer, and he's 6'11", appeared in 30 games for the Seminoles, averaged 14.2 points, 7.6 rebounds, and he led the ACC in field goal percentage. He will be highly sought after, but he's familiar with Oxford. He's certainly somebody that, you know, we'll keep a close eye on as the Rebels go through the process of getting him on campus, or go through the process of recruiting him and seeing if they can get him on campus. Again, the dead period hits April 3rd. So I was told that they don't have any more visits set just yet. So we'll keep a close eye on that. But right now, time running low for a lot of programs. And you're seeing that, you're seeing them do Zooms. You're seeing them do all these things so that they can, you know, get them on campus right away and, you know, hit the ground running when the dead period ends. Because look, the other crazy piece of this calendar for college basketball is that, guess what? The transfer portal window doesn't close until, I believe, April 22nd or 24th, which is nuts. That's a long, long time to have this window open. That's 12, 14 more days after the dead period that players can still enter, which is a nuts amount of time. In my opinion, they should at least close it April 10th and then let guys go from there. But there's going to be a lot of development to do when it comes, or there's going to be a lot of developments when it comes to Ole Miss and Chris Beard and his staff assembling this roster. There's a lot of work to be done as the Rebels get ready to round out the transfer portal with some serious contributors. They're going to need them next year as they rebuild this roster that went to the Sweet 16. So before we go, guys, I do want to hit on a couple more things on football recruiting. This is kind of like footnote stuff, so I didn't want to really try to drum it up more than it is, but did want to shout out a few prospects that made waves in terms of positive performances with our rankings team. They are all State of Mississippi prospects, so did want to accept one of them. Do want to shout out KJ Johnson out of Birmingham Woodlawn. 2026 defensive back, was one of the top performers at Under Armour Nashville this past weekend, and he was awarded a 88 by On3 after his performance. A lot of people see him as a safety. He could play all over. One thing he told me is that, you know, the coaching staff really, really likes his ability to play multiple positions in the secondary, and he knows he can do that as well. So a guy that, if I'm doing a class prediction piece right now, I've got KJ Johnson in that class prediction piece right now. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, South Carolina appear to be the main program battling it out for them. If Alabama offers, keep an eye on that one, of course. But the Tide have not offered yet. They did have him on campus recently, so that is something to keep an eye on. But he was just back at Ole Miss. He's taken multiple visits already this year, so the interest is very high in KJ Johnson from Birmingham Woodlawn. And one thing I do want to pass along for you guys is, as the rankings team, you know, gave him that ranking that he, you know, showed up and showed out at Under Armour Nashville. I mean, it's worth noting that ranking could very well go up. You know, they didn't want to necessarily just, and one thing On3 doesn't do is we don't just stick guys in the On300 and do a constant shuffle every single day of guys moving up and down. But KJ Johnson, here's what On3's Charles Power wrote. He's our national director of rankings. He has good size, looking to be over 6'1", with good mass on his frame. Johnson will move well in drills and carried that over to one-on-ones. We saw him win a nice rep against touted athlete prospect Joel Wyatt, who does have an Ole Miss offer as well, doing a nice job of staying in phase on a vertical route. Johnson has positional versatility, as he could project as a safety or corner at the next level. Right now, On3 sees him as a safety, but did want to shout him out for the work he did at Under Armour Nashville, a big evaluation piece for the On3 staff to get a look at him. And then do want to take some time to look ahead to the class of 2027. And one of those top prospects in the state of Mississippi was also at Under Armour Nashville, and that is Tyson Robinson out of Brandon High School. Man, really well-rounded running back. He's built like 5'9", 195, which is, I mean, I'm all about that. Like the shorter guys that, you know, have that good ability to stay low to the ground and maybe be a little shifty. But here's what On3 said. Explosive mover at that size and showed excellent burst while working through drills. While Robinson has the build and skill set to be a bell cow back at the next level, he also flashed quality receiving ability on Sunday. The Jackson, Mississippi Brandon High back won most of his reps in one-on-ones while showing some shake and ability to separate within his routes. On3's number two running back and number 29 overall prospect in 2027 accounted for 668 receiving yards and 10 touchdowns through the air as a junior. So really impressive prospect that Ole Miss is after. Many of the top programs across the country are after him, and he's right in the backyard for Kevin Smith and the staff. Alabama, Oklahoma, Florida, Oregon are among the top suitors there. He was at Alabama earlier this spring, but in terms of the top contenders, here's what he said earlier this year when it comes to Ole Miss. He highlighted Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and Tennessee with our own Chad Simmons. He'll be back on campus, I'm sure, at some point. Maybe he has already, and we just haven't heard about it. But, you know, he said, quote, "With Ole Miss, I love the way they use their RPO. Like my high school, Ole Miss's offense runs RPOs. They get it to the running back when they can, and they'll pass if they need to." Really talented back. When you look at keeping the number one player in Mississippi at home, Tyson Robinson for 2027 is that guy right now for Ole Miss. And we just updated our rankings in the class of 2027. And I can tell you, it's a talented group. It really is. It's a group that Ole Miss has, I think, laid some good groundwork on. There's a lot of changes to come with this group, but I look at, you know, running back being a strong position in 2027. You've got Tyson Robinson, you've got Mykel Stephen, who is at Ole Miss recently. He's also been to Georgia recently. He's getting recruited like he is an elite prospect. I like Sheldon Isaac, who I actually met recently at the Under Armour New Orleans camp. Really talented prospect who has done some really good things. He was on campus in the fall and picked up an offer. And I just think he's physically, he really stuck out to me. I mean, I saw him at Under Armour New Orleans, and he just seemed really put together. And, you know, 2027 is just shaping up to be a really good group. You look at that list, which includes new Ole Miss commit LaMarcus Jones, and it's going to be exciting to see what Lane Kiffin and his staff put together. So make sure you follow it all on the Ole Miss Spirit, ohmspirit.com, affiliate of On3. You can sign up for just $1 for your first week. Join myself, Ben Garrett, Chuck Roundsville, Jake Thompson on the site. We're talking Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, recruiting, transfer portal, and more all day, every day. So join us on the site. We appreciate all of you guys who jumped on with us in March. April is here, which means we're a few weeks away from the Meet the Rebels Day to cap spring ball. And I can tell you, I mean, if there's any indication about how many people jumped on the site in March, we're in for another big month. So don't miss out. Join today. And Ben Garrett and I will be back on Thursday with a live edition of the podcast. So make sure you tune in. We appreciate Riverland Roofing, riverlandroofing.com for all your roofing needs. Make sure you reach out to Billy Landis and his crew over there to get you taken care of. And of course, our friends at Status Jet, make sure you check them out as well. So appreciate you guys listening for this recruiting only edition. We'll have a lot more intel on the message board. So make sure you head over there and join us at omspirit.com. I'm Billy Embody. Thanks for listening. Catch you guys next time.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.